Hey cousins,
it's your favorite cousins Nisha
and Dantanae, and this
That Cousin Talk. Today's episode is about grief and how to deal with it, or lack thereof.
So the Oxford grief, see what I'm saying? The Oxford definition of grief is deep sorrow, especially that caused by someone's death.
And I think just listening to that definition, because like, you know what grief is, but you never looked at the definition of grief. We just use it so loosely.
And let me just say,
because it says death.
Let me just say, I've never looked up the word grief.
You just know what it is.
I just know from
over
like,
time, and
it's always death. It's always death.
Like, oh, you're grieving the loss of a best friend. Like, that bitch ain't dead. She just did some snake shit.
But mentally, I've had a funeral for
it. It do be like that. It do be like that. You and that nigga. Because it won't even be nothing to grieve over anyway. So, yeah. And grief looks different to everybody. I know. Sorry, mama. I got to put your business out there. If y'all know my mama, say hey. When my grandma passed, which is her mom, I never saw my mama cry. I've literally only seen my mama cry a handful of times. My brother's death is the most I've ever seen my mama cry in my whole 34 years of living. And even with my brother's death, I've only seen her cry like 3 times.
You know what's crazy? When my brother passed away, my mama, like, I seen her cry, but I think she went through the whole grieving process like with herself.
Yeah,
like she didn't allow us, I'm not gonna say she didn't allow us to see or be there for her, but I think
it's like, I gotta be strong for my kids,
and
they can't
like
see me like this.
I get
your strength,
where
so.
I get it from, because I don't like people to see me going through it. I don't like people to see me crying. I don't like people to see, okay, just know I'm okay. And
yeah,
if I'm silent, then just know I'll be back. So, yeah. And I also feel like when it comes to grief, like, although there's the 5 stages and everything, I feel like it just comes.
It just, yeah.
Because sometimes you get the denial. And then, what's next? Because it just goes in all different kind of ways.
It's the 5 stages of grief is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. But I don't feel like it's in order.
No, because I feel like it'd be the anger.
My anger was first.
The denial.
The denial,
like,
is kind of, that's that I can't believe they really gone. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it looks like for me.
And I feel like depression be the last of all, but it'd be the strongest.
Yeah.
Because once you're there, it's like you're there. And it's so hard.
And I feel
it's
like
so
the depression
hard.
Comes... because you done felt all of that already.
Mm-hmm.
You done went through those stages.
Yeah. Being mad. You already, and it's like.
It didn't say acceptance, but I don't think, well, at least for my brother, I just can't accept that.
See, and I think that, I think you'll get there.
Hopefully.
Because I feel like when my brother passed away, it took a long time. And when I say a long time, I'm talking like years. For me to accept, for me to sit down and be like, okay, I already know. Blah, blah, blah. But I really had to talk to God and be like, help me.
Yeah.
Like, help me accept it. Because I couldn't see, like, how do you accept that? Like, how do you accept that? This is something that was supposed to be long-term for life.
Literally.
How do you accept the fact
literally.
That?
It's gone forever. Like, well, I ain't going to say forever because I know I'll see my brother again. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the physical world, like, I'm still going through life. Like, and he not here. Like, what do you mean not here? Like, what do you mean? And if y'all know, y'all know. Like, my brother was my everything. Like, and all of my siblings are. Mm-hmm. But it's like, my brother, like, my mama's only son, my only brother, my first best friend, the male figure I look up to, like, the one I go to advice for male advice, especially after my dad passed. So it was like, huh?
And then I was just on Facebook today, and I was going through, you know how I let memories pop up?
Mm-hmm.
And he was always be hyping me up, and I just see him in my comments, and I'm just like, damn, I missed that. Because it'll just come out of nowhere. And I'm like, damn, you know how a person could, you would be like, damn, is this person feeling my energy, my vibe?
Yeah.
It's always queen. Like, how's real king doing? So, yeah, my mom is my birthday coming. He's like, and I miss that. I do.
And he was like that with everybody. And that's why, like, when my brother passed, it's like, I want people, like, I want to have the impact my brother had. Because everybody said the same exact thing. Like, he just always knew when to hit them up. He always knew the right words to say. And it was like, that's how y'all felt. I lived with that my whole entire life. Like, you know, not to take away from anyone else's experience, but like, that was in-house for me. Like, and now that's gone, like, that's my brother. Like, my brother.
Like, that's my brother. That's why I also, like we were just talking about earlier, like, how it comes back to, like, you feel like nobody can feel how you feel, because it's like, that's my brother.
It's like, that's my brother.
Like, I get it. Y'all love him. Y'all grew up with him. Everything, but that's my baby brother at that, for me. Like, you know, like, me and my brother were the two.
I feel like that's different.
Mama had girl boy. So me and him was the last girl boy. Mm-hmm. So we was fighting each other. We was loving on each other. We had, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was like,
y'all was extra close.
This is my baby brother. How I ain't got a baby brother no more? Well, I got a baby brother on my dad's side. But not to say it's different, because the love is still the same, but it's different because, like you said, in-house. Like, I'm raised in this household with, you know, how it is, you know? And it's like, nah.
And then it's just gone one day, literally.
Literally. And then having to pack up his stuff, having to look at his stuff, having to, those moments where just certain little situations pop up in your mind out of nowhere, and you like, fuck. And you have those sometimes where it's like, it's a good one where you can laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
And even the good ones, sometimes you cry about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's
because,
like,
you'll never get that back.
Sometimes
all we have is like memories. That's a good way to put it.
Sometimes it feels like a hug. Like, you're not here no more, but I gotta hold on to every little piece, little thing.
And, like, just even, like you said, like, just packing up the stuff, like, I watched my brother take his last breath. I spent the last couple of hours with him here on earth. Like, and it's crazy because I thought about it and I was like, he was with my mom when she had me. Quick backstory, I was born at home. Like, at the house. Because my mom went to the hospital. They told her it was false labor. She ended up going back home and literally had me right after that. So it was like, my brother was there when I was born and I was there when he passed. Like, it's just so weird. And to, like, be in that moment where he took his last breath. That's the shit that be getting me. Because I think about that. Like, when the nurse came in and said it's happening, and it's like, I knew it was coming. We knew what we was there for, but that's not something you can prepare for. Like, you can't prepare for that. Like, if you know you have to pull a plug on somebody and you know the date and the time, that don't make it no easier. So it's like, I feel like that make it harder. And it's just like, because you know, like, we're all know we're going to pass. Duh, that's inevitable. But it's like, my brother was only 36. I'm 34. That's so scary to me because it's like, huh?
And then I was just talking to my sister. I think it was my sister. And I was just telling her, like, it's our turn. And what I mean by that is, like, we grew up watching, like, our aunties, uncles, grandpas, and they talking about their friends who passed away and stuff like that. And I'm like, now it's us saying, oh, whoop-de-whoop passed away. Oh, whoop-de-whoop has breast cancer. Whoop-de-whoop has, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's our turn.
And it's crazy because I used to just think, like, you know, like you said, like, watching our mom and, you know, my mom and my auntie sitting around and talking about so-and-so done passed away. And you remember whoop-de-whoop and whoop-de-whoop done passed away. And then I think about it because I just felt like when I was younger, of course, they were just like, my mom is so old. My mama wasn't even that old. Like, but it seems like old. Like, how we the aunties now and our nieces and shit. Like, y'all old. We ain't even that old. And so that's how I was looking at my mom and my aunties. They weren't even that old, but to me, they was old. And like you said, now that's where we are. And I was like, that's young. That's young. And then I would just be thinking about, like, because I didn't have my peers in a sense of people I went to school with, same age as me. Like, I didn't know, like, 5-6 people to have breast cancer. And then you just be thinking, like, yeah, we're young, but we up there. Not up there, but we old enough, yeah, like, to where those things start to happen. Like, yeah, it's happening younger because of our diets, our lifestyle is different from, like, our parents and stuff like that. But it's about that time and, like, the way our bodies work. Like, the age is, what, 65? I'm finna be 35. I'm literally midlife. Like, I'm literally midlife. Like, you know, people ain't living at 80, 90, 75, barely making it to 75. So 65 is that, and I'm 35. And I just put a lot into perspective with me with my brother passing at 36. Like, you still had so much. We had so much to do. We had a lot to do. Like, your siblings are the people you grow old with. What? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, no, for real, what do you mean?
No, literally.
Like, what do you mean? I still, to this day, even me watching my brother take his last breath is like, what you mean he gone?
He not gone.
He not, like, and that's how I know he here. Because I literally feel him. And that's literally what keeps me from going crazy.
You know what? I be feeling my granny. Like, there are some times when I'm like, just at work, I was like standing or whatever, and I felt like something like brushed upon me, like, no lie. And I'm like, that's my granny. I felt it.
It'd be the little stuff.
Even when I lost my baby daddy or whatever, me and Bryce, I was gonna say bro, but
I heard it.
Me and Bryce were in the bed, and this was the same night he died or whatever, and I just felt like a big presence, and I'm like, baby, I love you, because I know it's you, like, I feel you, I had so many questions, like, why you have to go?
Yep.
And then, like, even now, it's to where, like, Bryce is like, Mom, I wish my dad was here, and he's like, but if my dad's here, then we can't have Brill.
Oh my gosh.
And I love baby Brill, but Mom, I want my dad. And it's like,
and that's understandable.
And you
literally can't do nothing about that. You literally can't fix that. Literally. That's something you literally can't fix. Like, okay, let me call your daddy and pray he get it together. Like, no, I can't give you that, baby.
So I just be like, I know, baby. I'm sorry. Like, I don't, it's sometimes I be like, I don't know what to say. You know, but I always keep it with my son.
As you should.
My parenting style, I'm always be 100. Because I hated those times when growing up, shit was like sugar coated,
stay in a kid's place.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, baby,
swept under the rug,
and I'm
left to deal with that bull crap as an adult.
Now I'm stuck with childhood trauma, but we're gonna say that for another day.
That's a whole nother episode.
But okay, so what would be your advice when it comes to, like, dealing with
honestly,
and how would you tell someone to go about
honestly? Right now, right in the thick of my grief, I don't have no advice.
And that's okay.
I literally don't know. Like I said, however my mom deal with my grandma passing, like, it's like I said, people deal. Just because they didn't cry don't mean they're not hurting. Just because I didn't see it didn't mean they didn't cry. Like, I feel like my mom, like you said, like your mom was, who's to know, as soon as we went to sleep, she boo-hoo cried her freaking eyes out. Mm-hmm. and had to wipe her tears because I got to get my babies up in the morning, get it together, because I do it with mine.
I gotta show them how to keep going.
But on the flip side, because there's a flip side, I don't know. I just always, I never as a kid got the, it's okay to cry. Like, you know how like the boys and you tough, you a boy, you got to be strong. I mm-hmm. got that too. Mm-hmm. I got that too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bitch, suck it up. What you crying for? But then as I got older, that's why I'm a big ass crybaby now, because I never got to cry.
And you know, I think that plays part with being, how do I say, independent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some people wouldn't allow people. I'm gonna say me. I don't allow people to be there for me when I'm going through stuff.
Me too.
I'm so used to
doing it on my own,
sucking it up, and having to carry shit on my own.
Yep.
Like, you know, so I come off as so strong and got it together that people feel like, oh, she got it. She mm-hmm. she don't need me to check on her. No, I definitely need you to check on me.
But I ain't gonna tell you that.
I mean,
but if you know me, you gonna know.
I need sometimes, are you okay? Because I'm always, are you good?
And you do. Testament to that. Testament to that.
I might flip some time.
Of course. Because life be life. You got your own stuff going on.
But I can say, for me, I think that my advice to people when it comes to dealing with grief and dealing with death and dealing with losses is not to push people away. Because I feel like there were people who was trying to be there for me. Like when I lost my brother, when I lost my best friend, when I lost my granny, when I lost everybody I lost. There was people there trying to be there for me, and I was just like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know how to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when people be like, I'm sorry for your loss, I never in my life knew how to respond to that because
yeah.
I didn't know whether to say thank you. I didn't know whether to say, oh, it's okay. Bitch, really, I wanted a fucking hug.
Yeah.
I wanted a hug, and I wanted to bury my face into somebody's shoulder and just literally fucking cry. I love a hug. I love a crying hug.
And you get that from your grandma, because that's how she was. That's exactly how she was.
She would not let you leave her house without giving her a hug. When you come, you're hugging her at the door.
You feel her presence. Yes, yes. She definitely left a mark.
Short and small, but baby, she was
mighty.
So yeah, I just feel like to anybody listening, if you lost somebody, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes.
And I feel like let people be there for you. Let them.
And then and feel it. Feel it.
Cry it out.
Feel it. Like feel it. That's the advice I would give. Feel it.
Don't try to bottle it up.
Feel it.
Let that shit out.
Feel it. If you at work, let your immediate manager, supervisor, whoever, like, I'm going through this. Because it's going to hit you out of nowhere. You could be a kiki laughing, having a grand old time. And I be feeling guilty about that, too. Because how is you so happy and your brother gone? How was you out living life and your brother gone?
And you know what? I used to feel bad for, like, certain stuff. Because I'm like, how am I still living? And this person can't breathe no more.
Literally.
Like, how can I sit here and be happy and laughing and partying, and this person can't even...
Especially with passing with something they had no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with my brother, if y'all don't know, like, he's literally been sick his whole life. Like, literally his whole life. And honestly, it's crazy because... with everything that was wrong with him, I'm surprised he lived this long, which is crazy because it's still young as hell, but I'm surprised he went this long. He fought a good fight.
He did, because I remember growing up, like,
always in the hospital. Always.
Like, I remember my granny always talking about it. Like, you know, we didn't grow up, like we said before, like,
mm-hmm.
close-knitted like that. But
y'all, we cousins always on the daddy side, so y'all know what to do with that. Y'all know what to do with that. Y'all know what to do with that.
So, like, like, you know, time we'll come around and we'll all be at granny house or something like that. He definitely fought a good fight, though.
He did.
He did.
He did, for sure. So, yeah, feel it. If you got to scream, scream. If you ride it in your car and for whatever, maybe you saw something that made you feel it. Maybe you heard a song, maybe, or the thought just came out of nowhere and you need to cry. cry. Pull over and cry. Pull over and yell. Like, I'll be in the thick of anything. Just the other day, I was getting dressed for work. I don't remember what song came on. And it was like a line in a song that we always used to joke about. And I had to stop getting dressed for work because it broke me down. And any other time, I would just be like, girl, just be strong. Fight through it. You got to go to work. Like, no, sit in that. Sit in that. Feel it. Don't bottle up because it's going to come out one way or another. It'll be tomorrow. It'll be 5 years. It'll be 10 years. And how it comes out and show up, we don't be having control over. Because you think you be okay, but then it might come out as anger. It might come out as sadness. It might come out as something. Like, especially if you got other things already going on in your life. Life is just life, and it'll show up in other areas. So my advice is be to feel it. Sit in it. Use your support system. I have, like you said, I have the support. I'm never going to be like, I didn't have nobody there. No, I have a great support system. Like, a lot of people can't say that and don't have that. I have a great support system. I just don't always use it because I'm just not used to people being there for me because Nisha deal with Nisha things on her own. And people be like, how can I help? Let me come over. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm either say yeah or I'm either say no. But 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be like, no, because I don't want nobody seeing me cry. Like, ew.
Also, I think it's so easy that when we're dealing with like a death or whatever, we always be like, why did this happen to me? I feel like the worst thing you could do is take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't take it personal.
Yeah, nothing to do with us.
Taking it personal,
that's not our journey.
You start to hate God too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start
because God, you took this person away from
me. Straight further away from him. Like, you know, and I feel like in that situation, that's when you should get closer.
Yep.
Because it helped you for real.
For sure.
It helped you for real.
Because like, then when you don't want to make that phone call to whoever or ignoring that phone call when they're calling you and trying to be there for you, talk to God. Talk to God. Open that Bible. Open that Bible. Open that Bible is what I'm trying to tell y'all. If y'all ain't heard me, open that Bible. Because I don't know. And if I didn't know God, I think this would be a lot more harder. Because to me, it's the only way it makes sense.
I hated God for a long time. When my brother died, I hated him. I think I hated him probably with a passion. Like, I hated him because how could you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, actually? Yeah, I hated him. I did.
Yeah.
That's the hand that comes with not having the understanding.
Exactly.
And not being able to accept. Like, you know, and
Yeah, my grief. God. That's it.
God, for real.
God, for real.
Because that's when the time when I wanted to commit suicide. I was in a dark space for a long time. And my brother passed away in 2010. And in like 2018, it was, I still wanted to commit suicide.
A whole 8 years later.
I wanted to kill myself for real. I just didn't have the strength to fucking do it. I didn't.
And that's why I say when people actually commit suicide and go through with it, people be like, oh, that's weak. No, that's strength. That takes a lot. That takes a lot.
Saying, that's the coward way to go.
No, but I don't think so.
Do that because I can't.
I thought I was depressed. Maybe I'm really not. Maybe I'm not that depressed.
You know what?
I think I can't get through this because I just can't bring myself to kill myself. No. Y'all, be strong out there. Be strong. Be strong. And I hate to put a time stamp on this, but it's the holidays. Be strong.
Yeah, because suicide rates.
It's the highest in the winter. It's the highest during the wintertime.
I could say this is the first holiday season where I don't feel sad.
This is my first where I do.
Where I don't feel like, fuck, I want to die. Like, I've been having, like, little moments, like, fuck, I miss my dream. I wish this or, you know, just, you know, wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. But it's the first one where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I got kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for a reason.
There you go. There you go. And no matter what it is, like you said, we can't take it personal because that's their journey. We're just characters in their story. Main character, hello, but a character nonetheless in their story. And when their story ends, I have to keep going in mine. And that's the hard part because like my world stopped, the world didn't stop. Mine did.
Exactly.
And it's like
hugs. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Hugs really work. Like I became a hugger. And it's so crazy.
And you're definitely a hugger. And sometimes I don't even know how to accept your hugs because you're such a hugger, if that makes sense. Like your hugs are real. That's what it is. It ain't just, oh, I'm gonna give you a hug. No, you do. You do. You do. That's why I said show granny. We got hugs. Call hugs for the low. You know, we're going to get the hug hotline going. But you're definitely a hugger. And I don't like when you hug me. I don't like when you hug me because you always make me cry.
Emotional. Like,
just a big old, like, it was this one moment. If I didn't know, we're cousins, but we work at the same place. And I had went to work. And she was just like, let me give you a hug. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, you finna have me in this lobby crying. And I really did not want her to hug me, but I didn't want to come off rude, like, don't hug me. So I let her hug me, and I'm just like, ew, I'm not gonna cry in front of these people. Like, oh my God, you have my chest hurt. And my anxiety was so high because I was like, she's gonna hug me. And whole time I'm like, I hope she don't. And you're like, I can't wait.
I think I be hugging for the person, but I'm hugging.
It's for you,
person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I be like,
you healing yourself.
Yeah.
Like you.
Healing hugs.
HealingHugs.com coming real soon. I hope that's not nobody else's. But no, a hug really does go a long way because I be sitting with myself in some moments. It's literally just me and God. And I be like, damn, I wish I had a hug. I need a hug. I ain't had a hug in a long time. Like, people take hugs for granted.
Listen, people take hugs for granted. Get weed delivered. They have apps where you can pay for sex. They have apps where all type of shit.
Healing Hugs coming soon.
Pull up and get this hug.
It's a screening process because we ain't finna just be But Healing Hugs coming soon. But yeah, no, like a hug goes a long way, and don't let nobody tell y'all how to grieve. Don't let nobody tell you.
Don't nobody say, it's been 5 years.
You so feel? What? Yeah, I am.
At your own pace, at your own time.
It's been 7 years since my dad passed, and I'm still like, what? Because who ain't got no daddy?
Because they say time heals, but they never say how much time.
Mm-mm. They didn't say in 10 years you'll be okay. I just feel like the longer it goes, the tougher it gets, honestly, because...
What song is that?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, I was just talking to my sister. Shout out to my big sister. Shout out to my little sister. Hey y'all. I just lost my whole train of thought.
Brain fart.
What was I going to say?
Put the noise in there.
Why? Because I really did. What was we just talking about? Oh, when people be like, see, made me forget. Oh, when people, oh my gosh, one of the things I hate to hear, and hate is a strong word, and yes, I meant hate. Your brother wouldn't want you to cry. Your brother wouldn't want you to be sad. Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Because first of all, y'all don't know the relationship I have with my brother. You don't know. Oh, he will want you to be strong. He will want you to. No, my brother will tell me, you better feel that shit. You better cry if you need to cry. You better. You feel me? He going to be like, toughen up. Like, you know, life goes on. And I'm okay. Like, my brother would be laying in a hospital bed, making sure everybody was okay around him. Anybody can attest, when they went to go visit my brother, the first thing he said was, how are you? What can I do for you? Laying up in a hospital bed, literally dying. He knows he's dying. People coming to visit him because they know he's dying. And he's still trying to make sure everybody around him is straight. That's just the type of person he was. So yeah, he will want me to be sad. Like, he gonna be like, feel it. Cry. Take some time off of work. Do this, do that. So, like, I hate that. But I think some people say that because they don't know what to say and they just want to say something with the whole be strong. I don't want to be strong. I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired of being strong.
I feel like the worst advice to give someone is be strong.
Mm-mm.
That's cry. What I'm telling you.
Cry. Let it out.
What you being strong
Let
for?
It out. Because for what? Because I think, well, just the way how people grew up. And how they were raised. Like, we're toughen up. Too tough. Like, because that's all they knew. Like, you only teach what you know. And if you don't know no different, you can't teach no different. And I feel like that's where a lot of us in our generation are the generation to break those curses for our kids. Now, I can't speak for all. Because I don't know. But as for me and my house... Yeah, baby, no. I have a son, a 5-year-old son, and I've never not told him, you better not cry. You better suck it up. Boys don't cry. No. We not cry babies, but you can let that out.
It's okay to feel.
It's okay to feel. You are telling that boy who's going to grow up to be a man to not feel his feelings.
There's so many men out here running around like a chick with their head cut off. Be no women mad at the world
because they don't know how to process their feelings because they was taught to hold it in, and men don't act like that. Men don't cry. Men don't feel. What? We got to do better. Definitely we got to do feel. Better. Men, you can cry. You know, find you a safe space, and that safe space doesn't even have to be a person.
It could be a journal.
It could be a journal. It could be yourself. It could be God. Man. Open up that Bible.
Everybody
just let it out. Just okay. Don't.
I feel like
don't let it out. Bro.
My granny, when she was going through her cancer illness or whatever you want to call it, when she was going through cancer, butt cancer, by the way, she never showed that she was in pain. Like, she never showed anything. She went through cancer with grace, like. You wouldn't even think, like, you know, and she had this saying when she was like, I'm going to be okay. I don't got cancer. Cancer got me. Like, cancer got to fight me, bitch, because I got this. I'm whooping cancer ass. You know what I'm saying? And still to this day, I don't feel like my granny lost to cancer because she really fought a long and good fight. And I wasn't there at the hospital when she took her last breath. I was at work, but I was on my way. But I hated seeing my granny mm-hmm. in the state that she was because she was so strong.
Yes.
She's the strongest person I've known.
And that's what did it for me, too. Because when I went to go see her And to see her like that, it's the same way how I felt about my brother. Like, you are one of the strongest people I know. And to see you, and not to be like, in this moment, you're not strong, yeah, but to physically see the weakness that overcome your body. Like, and not to say they spirits wasn't mm-hmm. strong, because it was. They mm-hmm. both fought a good fight. But just to physically, because that's something we have no control over that. But to physically see her like that was so crazy to me. And she still was her sweet little self, worried about me and Zay. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the first time she had saw Zay, and she was so happy. And I didn't even know if she remembered. I told her his name when I was pregnant with him. And so when we went to go see, girl, bye. We went to go see her, and I had Isaiah, and we walked in, and she was like, Isaiah. And I just broke down, because I'm like, you remember his name. I miss her, too.
Her hair started to fall out. I hated that whole process for her. Mm-hmm. Like, my baby always had
what she was, let moment. Me tell y'all, she was that girl.
It.
Okay,
girl.
The blueprint. When I look,
hey, let me say,
y'all know how I used to drink. So look, I was just gonna say. Like, when I say she was the it girl, like, I feel like my whole fashion sense comes from her.
Cause you got her walk.
Like, my mama tell me that too. Like, what, she has always been my inspiration. I used to be like, what? And I look back at her pictures like, this is where I get it from. Because she was that girl. She was literally that girl up until the point, because of the cancer, where she couldn't be. That's the only reason it stopped. No, like, she's always been that girl for me. Like, she was just that, just her, the way she dressed, her aura, her everything about her just spoke grace. It spoke love. When she walked in the room, everybody knew when her little bitty self was in the room, because you just know, like, she was the smallest in the room, but the biggest presence, because she just demanded that. Like, that's just the type of person that she was. And, like, and she did, like, her aura and her presence demanded respect. Like, if not nothing else, you're going to listen to this little one. And that's just how it was, like, with the whole family with her. Like, you couldn't help but to freaking love her. Oh, I miss her.
So, let's just do a moment of silence for everybody. Like, if you lost a sister, a friend, a brother, auntie, uncle, cousin, grandma, grandpa, niece, nephew.
Whoever. Dog, cat, goldfish. Because it said death.
We're just going to have a quick
moment. Your old self.
I was going to say that too. You got to stay strong for her.
Amen, amen, amen.
Now, going forward.
So there's some resources for grief. We're here in Los Angeles, California. So, you know, the first place you guys can look is the LA County Department of Mental Health. And they offer grief and bereavement support 24/7. And their helpline is 1-800-854-7771. That's the LA County Department of Mental Health. 1-800-854-7771. BetterHelp.com is online therapy. I've heard so many great things about BetterHelp, and I need to sign up my dang self, but they offer help. And just look up the mental health department for your local city, state, or county. You can always go there and open up that Bible.
Heavy on that. And let me just say, I know, like, us being Black in the community we come from, a lot of people frown upon therapy. Please.
Don't see that lady.
The real lady, though. Not the lady that we talking about. Hey, I talked to the lady. She said, yeah. No. If you don't feel comfortable with the lady, talk to the man. For real. Get that help.
The state board certified lady. Amen. Get that help. Ain't nothing wrong with getting that help. I don't care. You trying to be strong for your homies, your homegirls, your whoever, and you trying to play a role. At the end of the day, when you breaking down and really sitting with self, they not there. Impress yourself. Be better for yourself and get that help. Ain't nothing wrong with getting help. It's strength in getting that help. Like, it's okay to be vulnerable. Get that help. Any words you want to end this episode with?
No, just get the help that you need, for real. Don't think about being embarrassed. Don't feel like less of a person and feel weak. Like, mental health matters. Like, just look around. Mental health really matters. So, get some help.
And I'm going to say, open that Bible. Thanks for listening, y'all.